Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Network. Yep. Let's go. Yep. Check it. Welcome to Nod Your Head Radio. Here we go. Yeah. Just so you know, yo, we in the know. Bumping all the newest hits from the mainstream and underground. If you don't get it now, please allow me to expound. Brock Gunny Sampson, aka L1, always keeps it 100, stays on top of the job done. Red Child, repping part 2 of the tag team. Queen of all trades and master of a dream. Chopping it up with the newest and the truest. Bringing you the rookies and vets that really do this. Yeah, and they got that info on deck. They bout this life, what else would you expect? The Hour Radio Network, they do work. Quality over quantity round here, know your worth. This the rebirth of the real right here. So call your peoples up and make them aware. It's Nod Your Head Radio, yo, yo. L1, yo, yo, yo. Red Child, yo, yo. Yo, the Hour Radio Network, they do work.
Yeah, I see this on the fucking TV, man.
I'm sorry.
Motherfucking cable off. Shit, I'm making. Hey, bring me something to drink. Yeah, the motherfucking crazy horse to do. That'll work. Shit on this motherfucker. Oh, oh shit, what the fuck is this?
Hey motherfuckers, welcome back to the $20 sack pyramid. I'm your host, motherfucking OG Henny Loke, and we're back with our two final contestants, Duck Motherfucking Mouth and Bootney Lee Farnsworth. They'll be playing for a $20 sack of Ando and a $35 gift certificate to the Compass Swap Meet. All right, y'all bitches got 30 seconds to answer 5 motherfucking questions. Lonnie, you ready with that clock? We'll let the games begin.
All right, man. We got to do that shit, man.
Hell yeah, man.
We can do
fuck
that shit
the
right
whole
now.
Neighborhood watching.
We got to do that
watching.
Shit right now. Okay, you ready?
Hell yeah, man.
I'm ready.
Come
you
on.
Ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's go. Ando. Cabby. Buddha.
Should I used to say,
Hocus Pocus.
Oh, things that people smoke.
Right, that's it with you. Oh, fuck me in the ass. Step to me and let me suck your dick.
Things that Tim Dog would
yeah,
say.
Yeah, that's it right there.
Oh, yeah. Come on, keep going, man.
PCRs. TVs and shit. Them socks and shit. Oh, that box in your room and shit.
Oh, shit, I came up on loose.
That's it right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, that's it. Cool. Tell your man,
hurry up. Imbo. Halle Berry.
Bad bitches.
Yo, Annie Clary.
Oh, bitches, I'm on the fuck.
That's it right there.
Okay, okay,
that's
come on. Come on, hurry up.
Okay, okay. I know Doc. Dre gonna do my music and shit. Snoop and me be going to the swap meet.
Oh, I know that one. Things that niggas be saying to get the pussy.
That's it right there.
Thanksgiving, you know, we took a little break on Thanksgiving,
Then real life kicked in last week. You know, I got a little girl, had to go to her little Christmas party and everything, man, for a little Christmas recital. Had another one of them motherfuckers I had to go to last night. That's what happened when you have kids. You got to get your ass out here and you got to deal with your kids, man. But, yeah, we back. Hope everybody had a pleasant Thanksgiving. 2 weeks away from Christmas. We ain't going to be in this motherfucker that Wednesday, just so you know. But we here today. We will be here next week. Around Christmas time, you ain't going to see my black ass. And you damn sure ain't going to see me New Year's, dog. But, yeah, we back and we chilling. Waiting on Red to get her ass up in here. I had to drink a little of my tea. I need some Robitussin. But, yeah, we back. We had a good-ass vacation. Got some new motherfucking music, man. I got two of the locks. I got motherfucking Jadakiss and Seek Looch coming in tonight to hit y'all with some of that new shit. We also, allegedly, supposed to have DOC. You know how shit go. Niggas say they gonna call. They gonna hit us up. We will see. I ain't making no promises. But, yeah, you know, it is what it is. It's Najee Head Radio every Wednesday. We might miss a couple of days here and there, but we here today. But yeah, we got DLC. For those who ain't familiar with the DLC, if you saw the new Straight Outta Compton movie, it ain't so new no more, but it came out over the summer. DLC was a gentleman that had gotten into an accident and lost his voice. Lost his voice at a critical time in his career as well, because he had just came out with the LP, No One Can Do It Better, man. He was like the third or fourth album to come out of Ruthless Records, Priority Records, off of Eazy-E's label, and them niggas, you know, came out, did their thing, man, and the album got, actually, if I recall correctly, got 5 mics in The Source. For y'all that don't remember, that might be above your time, but The Source magazine was the number one magazine to check out back in the day. It's fucked up now, but it was the number one magazine for you to pick up back in the day, and, yeah, that's what we had going on back then, man. That little skit, man, DLC came out with his album back in 89, early 80s, well, late 80s, early 90s, came out with that joint. Like I said, I believe it got 5 mics on it, so it was either 5 or 4, but either still, that was exceptional because West Coast at the time, you know, they had MCs, you know, but NWA was practically running shit back then. You know, NWA, Cube, you know, they when they separated and all that shit, West Coast was putting out some shit, man. And around that time, that's when DOC came out. And like I said, after he had his accident, you know, he wasn't around. Now, that was 1989. Jump up 10 years later, 2001, at this time, DOC came out on the Chronic LP. That was Dr. Dre when he shifted over to Death Row. And they came out with the Chronic album, and they had a little skit called the 20 Sack Pyramid. The voice that you heard, the guy with the hoarse voice, the rougher voice, that was DOC. That's how bad his voice was. He dropped the album in between that, but, you know, it wasn't exactly, you know, old DOC. You know, if you heard, well, you're going to hear some of his shit tonight. I'm going to play some of his shit tonight before he jump on, if the niggas show up. But either way, I'm going to let y'all hear some of this stuff before the DOC get in. We got my girl Red in the building. What's up, Atlanta? What y'all doing down there?
It's getting funky.
Yeah, I bet it is, goddamn shit. Man, we got the weirdest weather up here, man, in Chicago. The shit is, it was sunny in 60 for fucking December, man. It's shit is weird, man. It's some end of days ass fucking weather, man.
Yeah, that's how it was down here.
Changing the polar caps on us or something, man.
It was all cold this morning, and then by the time 1 o'clock hit, it was nice out. And I'm like, damn.
Hey, I'm telling you, man, y'all motherfuckers better pray, man. Get on your knees and pray. Get all that sinning out your body and shit, man, because this some weird-ass shit going on, man. And it's really going to be weird we fuck around and get Donald Trump monkey ass up in the office, man. It's going to go back to slavery days, goddammit. Motherfuckers going to be out here trying to run to Canada. Shit. But, yeah.
Let's go.
I was just enlightening. Yeah, I ain't going no motherfucking camp. Fuck that.
Be a Mountie.
Fuck. Nah, it's cold enough here. What the fuck I want to go further north for? Yeah. shit. It's cold enough. Now, granted, there's some nice ladies in Canada and shit, though. I ain't even front, but no.
No, sir. No.
No, sir. I don't think so.
Okay.
A lot of shit been going on, though, in the world, man. You know, by me being out here in Chicago, you know, I'm sure everybody has heard, you know, about, well, or at least seen the video of the young man that was shot by the police walking away from them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I touched on that a little bit before Thanksgiving and shit. And, you know, Chicago, man, these motherfuckers is out here, man. They putting the pressure on the mayor. They putting the pressure on the district attorney. Shit, the lead detective didn't quit. Another motherfucker didn't quit. Two motherfuckers didn't quit. And one motherfucker got fired. The police chief got fired and shit. And now they trying to get rid of the mayor. And, man, it's just motherfucking crazy, man. It's just like, you know, it took a videotape to see this young man get shot up and shit. And, you know, to motivate niggas, man. You know, these motherfuckers out here working and shit, man.
They were saying that the police, after they shot him, the police went to that Burger King and politely erased their tapes.
Yeah, they went up in there. And the sad thing about it, the motherfuckers was being watched while they was erasing the tape. It's so many inconsistencies, man, that was in the report where they were, you know, just trying to cover their ass, man, you know, and you know, it's open season on black folks out here, man, and it's, that's just real talk. But the sad thing, man, that I really want to focus on, and I really want y'all to hear, how many folks have been killed that didn't have no tape under strange circumstances? How many motherfuckers been shot in the back or, you know, killed, and there was no tape, there was no evidence to back up a story of foul play? So, you know, and it ain't just Chicago. Chicago, you know, got some fucked up cops and shit, but it ain't just us. It's all over the country, man. It's open season on black folks, and it's been open season. It's just, you know, slavery ended, like, what, almost 800 years ago? So it's long, but it ain't that long ago. We just really got fucking rights in the 70s. So racism has been prevalent for a long time. It's just now we got a little bit more legs to stand on and shit, but we ain't taking that shit. Y'all motherfuckers got guns? We can get guns, too. Y'all want to talk that nigga shit? We can talk that cracker shit and slap the shit out of you. And we may go to jail, but we can slap the shit out of your ass and ain't got to worry about getting hung. So, you know, we might get lynched in a jail cell.
I had seen another tape of a guy, a young, I think he was like 22 or 25. He was running from the police. And they shot him in the back.
The
ran behind him and shot him. And then they was like, after they shot, they turned around and said, there's some shooting. I tried to make it seem like he was shooting it at them. And then,
man,
it was from the dash cam from the car, from the police cars where it had recorded it. And I'm like, and then off to the side, you see the boy laying in the grass.
Yeah, that shit. Look, don't forget about the motherfucker that got shot running from the police. And they shot him in the back, and then the motherfucker tried to plant evidence on him like he had a gun or some shit, and that shit was caught on tape. Shit, and to be perfectly honest, I mean, real talk, what difference do a motherfucking camcorder make when we seen a motherfucker get choked out and they ain't prosecute? A motherfucker get choked out, man, and the motherfucker didn't get prosecuted. I'm prostituted, damn. Prostituted.
Well, they could get prostituted.
Right, they could. Oh shit! That we still don't know. Speaking of prostitutes, we still don't know about that one white cop that was sitting over there raping motherfuckers and shit, black you know, prostitutes and shit, and raping them and shit. And you know, the only reason he was raping them was they was prostitutes. Let's not forget the motherfucker in Colorado. Was it Colorado? It was one of these motherfucking states. But anyway, the video been all up on Facebook where they kicked the shit out of it. The dude was handcuffed. He's already handcuffed. Motherfucker got kicked in the face, broke his jaw. And they let that motherfucker walk. He had a jewelry, and they let it go. So it's okay to kick motherfuckers in the face when they handcuffed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But this shit been going on. It don't make no sense to even have a motherfucking tape if these motherfuckers still going to walk. And that's just the honest truth. I'm like, shit, if y'all still going to let him walk and then y'all ain't going to try him with a jury of his peers, you know, you got all these old-ass white folks up in there, man.
Yeah, that's a little...
Yeah, but it's scary out there, man. You know, Red, back in Northern, I used to talk ugly shit to the damn cops. I'm surprised my ass ain't dead, man. You know, I think about that time when me and D was in college, and I got into it with some cats up there, man. You know, over a female, and that's how I chipped my motherfucking tooth rushing this nigga, man. And you know, stupid young nigga shit, a nigga moment. But you know, man, you know, I could have died. I would not be here today, man, because the fucking cop, me and D, you know, we done beat these niggas' ass. These niggas and ghosted. You know, we sucked this nigga up into the room and beat his ass. And, you know, it was stupid. We was dumb. But we was doing thug shit. You know, we wasn't no thugs, but, you know, dude walked up into the room and shit, and he didn't realize all of us was up in there. We beat his ass in the room. And, you know, my dumb ass rushed him and chipped my fucking tooth, rushing his ass. Nigga ran off. You know, down, you know how the dorms used to be, they had a flight stairs and shit. This motherfucker ran off and shit. Him and his boy broke. And me and D, dumbass, I'm running down this motherfucking stairs with an iron, about to bust a nigga in the head with an iron and shit. You know, stupid, adrenaline running, being pretty young. And we running around the corner, and fucking DeKalb's Finest was coming up the stairs. This motherfucker already had his gun drawn. So I'm coming around the corner, you know, down the stairs and shit, and D right behind me. And I got a fucking iron in my hand ready to do some damage and shit. And this motherfucker had his shit right out. So it was like some cartoon shit. As soon as I went around the corner, it was like, boop. Motherfucker gun was right to my head. He could have shot me right there. I would not be here today. That's how twitchy these motherfuckers was, man. He could have shot me right there. And, you know, that wasn't shit I could have said. It wasn't no camera. It would have been Derek's word against mine unless he shot D, you know. And I said nigga government, but fuck it, you know, I already know. But anyway, yeah, you know, that's the serenity of the shit, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, that shit's been going on, man. These untrained ass police, and you know us, and when we're enraged and doing stupid shit and everything, you know, you don't think about that. I'm an older man now, but when I was younger, you know, it wasn't nothing for me. Fuck you, cop. Fuck you, knocking on the door and shit. Fuck you. You know, you don't think about that shit because your ass is young. There's testosterone rolling through you, and you don't think about that shit. But I could have died, literally. I think about the time when the Bulls won the first championship. Me, D, and this cat named Terry we used to hang with, man. We was out there fucking loop, you know, being stupid. Out there fucking loot. No, out there on Madison Pulaski and shit. My dumb ass, you know, D and Terry, they done broke out and shit. You know, they walked somewhere else. My dumb ass following up behind the crowd. And well, we run up behind these people and we hit the Foot Locker and shit, man. So we're in the Foot Locker and I'm sitting over there. But at the time, you know, I was scooping up Nikes and shit, man. I was grabbing shoes. My dumb ass still up in there greedy, grabbing shoes and shit. Who should walk in but Chicago's PD. Now, was they justified for catching my dumb ass? Yeah, because I was in there. But motherfucker, you know, he had me, and he thunked me in the fucking head with the billy club and shit. Did I deserve that billy club hit? Yeah, because my dumb ass was in there and shit. I got caught, you know.
Bink him. He binked you.
Bink. He did more than bink me, man. I ain't getting no stitches, but that shit hurt like a motherfucker. Man. I had a ooh-wee lump on my head like a motherfucker, man. And went to jail. I had a ooh-wee lump. I had one of them damn Popeye and Bluto lumps and shit. You know how a motherfucker hits you and then a lump just start growing and shit? I had and the skin with the hair and shit just moved out the way and the lump comes.
Oh, dude. That ain't funny.
Man. You know, it's funny now when you think about it, but, man, I think about all the instances, man, where the police have done this shit and gotten away with it and killed many of us, not just us. Few whites got caught up in that shit, few, and a lot of Latinos. So, you know, minorities and shit, we've been catching L's for a long time and shit. But it's just funny, man, you know, now to look at it, that one video did all this damn damage and laid these motherfuckers to waste. You know, it's crazy, man. It's wonderful. But yeah, that's what's going on out here in Chicago, man. And they've been protesting, and now they're trying to get rid of Rahm. Ooh, excuse me, get his motherfucking ass up out of here. And they might get it. Shit, like I said, they got one, like two motherfuckers quit. Shit, especially now since the Justice Department is here and they're getting ready to pretty much, you know, investigate maybe. Who knows? We don't know what's really going to happen. But the motherfucking rats are leaving the boat. So these motherfuckers shook. They leaving, you know. But, yeah, man, that's what's going on in the world today, man. I'm going to have some more news for you and shit, man, when we get back, man. But let's get back to DOC. So, yeah, you know, 1989, motherfucking DOC came out. I think he was the third album to come out of the NWA camp. At first it was NWA. No, it was Eazy-E. Then it was NWA. And then DOC. You know, we ain't going to forget about J.J. Fab because that was the money to help make the money. You know, then they had NWA and the Posse. That was the first NWA when they had Dope Man on there and shit. It was a longer, extended version of Dope Man. A Dope Man version that you don't even hear. Tone Loke was part of them motherfuckers. So it was NWA and the Posse and shit. A lot of motherfuckers don't know that. But, yeah, they were part of that shit. So, yeah, a lot of motherfuckers didn't know that. If anybody still has that tape or CD, NWA and the Posse, or Google it. Look at the songs on there and shit, and look at the credits and shit. Arabian Prince, whole bunch of motherfuckers are part of NWA. DOC was Dre's homie from Texas, writer from Texas and shit.
Yeah, so I knew that.
We'll discuss that when D get up on here and shit. But yeah, man, the West Coast has some true stars, you know.
Yeah, DOC been caught up in that. He been caught up in that Erykah Badu cycle.
Yeah, he was one of Erykah Badu's people. I think the nigga was the first one.
Yeah, he got a baby with her.
Yeah,
I think he was the first one.
Then Dre, and then Common, but Common didn't have no baby with her. J Electronica got a shorty with him, man. I'm gonna have to ask him, man, what kind of spell, you know, that I don't wanna get too personal and shit, but I'm gonna have to ask brother, man, what kind of spell Erykah be putting on these niggas, man. She make motherfuckers change their clothes and shit.
Yeah, his daughter can sing though. I seen something on Facebook with her and Erykah, and she was saying, I'm like, oh, she got babies by three talented men, so it's in that DNA.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful little girl. She can sing. I'm like, okay. All right. So maybe she's going to be in her jeans. If she earned it honestly.
Did you catch on the Soul Train Awards, though? We missed out on that.
Yeah, you know what?
Soul Train Awards.
That was one of the best episodes I've seen in a minute. But I wonder, was it because...
Awards?
Yeah. Because... it's been a minute since I've seen a good any show like that, you know. And
I can't even
trust
the fucking awards. I can't even trust them because they be full of shit. Motherfuckers be getting awards that shouldn't be getting them. That's just me,
right? Or people be in the categories and you be like, who the hell is that?
Ain't nobody never heard of.
I don't think Beyonce won shit this year either. I didn't see Nicki Minaj win. Did she win something?
I don't know if she
won something,
but I know that.
You
know, today they having that show with Taraji and Terrence Howard, White Christmas. I know Beyonce and all them supposed to be on there.
Ain't that the season finale of Empire or whatever? It's supposed to be the season finale.
That better not be the season finale. That better not be
the White Christmas.
Right, that better not be
the... I think tonight is. I don't know, man. On Wednesday, man, we compete with them on Empire and shit. Motherfuckers be having Empire. I don't know. I can't call it. I watch it every now and then, but I'm a Power fan. I'm sorry. You know, I need to see a little cussing and shit. That bullshit sometimes when Empire be blowing me, man. So it is what it is. I know it ended on a high note with your boy kissing Alicia Keys and shit, man. The homosexual of the show kissing Alicia Keys. I'm like, how that shit work, man? What the fuck is that all about? I'm like, damn, you was hardcore cock swallower and shit. Now it's like you kissing on Alicia Keys. I think wasn't she bi in that too? Wasn't she supposed to be bi? Weren't they supposed to like doing a
show? They used to try to say in real life.
Who knows? But yeah, you know, that was a weird episode, man. That was a motherfucking weird episode. But anyway, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to hit you with some DC. I got two joints in the chamber. And I'm going to hit you with this. Hopefully the nigga call before 9 o'clock. Because I kind of want to end the show motherfucking early. But you already know how to get down. But yeah, I'm going to hit you guys with this new DOC. Not new DOC, old DOC. This is the first single that came out. This is DOC Funky and shit, man. This motherfucker got cold symptoms going on, man. So if I kind of pause in between, man, it's because I'm trying to swallow and shit because my fucking throat hurts and I'm coughing and shit. I'm sitting over here swilling on tea and shit. But, yeah. So this is the first single off of DOC's album, man. And when this shit came out, I remember vividly, man, this is one of them CDs, tapes. I know some of y'all don't know what a fucking tape is. It ain't a videotape. It's a cassette tape. But anyway, when the tape came out, this is one of them tapes where I could just play all the way through and wasn't shit bogus on the whole album and shit. That's an album. A good album, a 5-mic album, 4-mic album is an album that your ass can play all the way through without skipping their song. Now, that's just true. That's just how shit used to be. But anyway, I'm going to hit y'all with this. Nod your head. We'll be right back.
Y'all ready for this? Not to look at the clock, you proceed. cause the beat is so rough. So tell me, tell it, don't be funky or not. Dr. Dre, kick it. High energy, full with the wisdom, sense of a rich man, knowledge in the rhythm. This is what I'm using to come up with a style, so I'll interact altogether better with the crowd. Nervous for a second and the record starts spinning, and I fall into the state of matter what I've just created. Pumping like the doctor, the into the RE suckers ready to leap up on the tip when we made it. Creative, so I'll never be regarded as a regular, more than just a little bit better than my competitor. You should never underestimate the fashion. I hope for the same, whether I'm cooling or thrashing. Cracking the concoction created by me. When read, you read D equals the D-O to the C. Knowledge and the talent that my mother had born. Now her equals an artist that won't be worn. What is that, Dre?
It's a formula.
But those who want to comprehend will again be in the midst of the brother. Unlike another in any way, cause Dre don't play, say what the other say. Originality is a must whenever I bust. The funky composition is crushed, and I trust that you know it when you hear a funky record with potential. Be getting hype with Dre rocking the instrumental. Nothing like what you've heard before and more. Nevertheless, see, I don't fess. I mean, I'm like fresh, if not the freshest. When I'm expressing my thoughts on, finally you can help but listen up and get caught on. Because I cook when I pick up a pen, and begin in the end, it's dope. That's cause I wanna win. Knowledge and the talent that my mother had born to her equals a duck. What is it, Dre?
Yo, man, that's the formula.
Making each record that I do better than the last one. Take a little time, choose the topic and drop it, release it to science. I'm making dope beats with rhythmic American poetry. Stiff at the stations, now many people know of me. I'm the D into the O and the O into the C and the C into the period. Suckers are fearing this when under dope style calculated by the great. Waiting for just a second to get caught up in my record. New but not a kid to be warned. If something's getting torn up, then I'm doing the tearing, not being torn. Shaping up to be one of the top vocalists, lyricists, and when you hear it, this shit and choke on this. Knowledge and the talent makes it valid for me to get it patent. Trick, tell them what I'm rapping.
The formula.
It's just me out here. At least that's what it feels like. They said I wouldn't make it. That this was a city of broken dreams. But somehow lost angels broke cages. They seen animals, we made stages. Became famous by freeing the world of their own danger. Prison mentalities. We're all hanging from propaganda. Victim blaming. All divided with remainders of Mike's, Trayvon's, and Oscars. Given the common legend. No acting. The new summer's happening right now. Mama, I made it. I killed this freestyle before they killed me. They saw Rodney, you saw a king. Realize how powerful you are. And break free.
The gang bang, yeah, we still dying over red and blue strings. Chunk my set up and it feel good, cause don't nobody love you more than your neighborhood. You always had bitches, we don't love those. Grew up around the gangsters and the cutthroats. Be careful where you at, you might get bust on. Yeah. All my South Central niggas, Inglewood, twisting fingers up. Compton and Watts, East Side, always turning up. Bad bitches up at Greystone and Supper Club. Tell them where we from, like.
Write this song. God, in the middle of the month, let me hit the pawn shop. Mama said we need a loan. God, let me dedicate this to the 80% that ain't never coming home. God, let me know you exist in a city where 100 hollow tips get thrown. I'm off that centennial. Fucking at the party, nigga, at the party, we say, Tinamo. My hook ain't thick and we yelling, we in this bitch, then we yelling, we in your bitch, who you yelling? All of us are dwelling inside a Tupacalypse thug life. And we off that whoopty whoopty whoop. And we in that hoopty with the two. Chop us and we guarantee the shoot. Lock us in the LA County Zoo. Watch us eat a bear alive and ooh. This feels so good to keep it true. This feels so good, I'm keeping you. Hope I'm teaching you all the lessons I learned when I make that turn off the 110. Watch that marijuana just burn. This shit just make you wanna just sin. See that staple sin, I yearn. And if the Lakers give me a win, I'm gon' live a shattered memory of Pac. Machiavelli lives again. Bitch, I'm in. Bitch, I'm in.
Thank you. this is where it started off, nigga. But now look at where we're at now. Like, what the fuck? I mean, you the first song is L.A. So then after that, we went from L.A. to all over the world.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same. Influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys. You going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know. Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor. Or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Man, you gotta love D, man, with these motherfucking commercials and shit, man. But the real talk of diabetes ain't no joke. I'm a living motherfucking witness of that shit, type 2. And take care of yourself, man. Leave that sugar alone, man. Anyway, we back on the air. We got my man DLC in the building. What's going on, cuz? How you feeling? What's up? We got the diggy doc in here, man. Man, what's been going on with you, man? I see you are back out here doing some things. What's been going on with you, man?
I'm just moving, man. I really don't want to speak on too much because I don't know what the hell's gonna happen next. I'm just moving.
So you don't know what's going on, huh?
Yeah, man.
I'm not even mad at you, man.
Yeah, man. Today is my son's birthday. I'm in Texas, and I'm at my mother.
Okay, happy birthday to the young man.
Yes. He just turned 1 year old.
Oh, he's Sagittarius. Wait, he is Sagittarius. He's a good guy. Sagittarius.
Absolutely. So I brought him back to Texas so he could be down there with his family and celebrate his day. I'm about to head back to the coast on next week and get ready for this Christmas holiday.
That's what's up, man. Be blessed to have another one. That's all I can say. Be thankful to have one more behind that. So, tell us, man. I see that you are on the return to make another album, and you gotten your voice back. So the internet says you have gotten your voice back.
Well, it comes and it goes, you know. But it's there enough for me to make music, and so
that's what's up.
And so I started to make music again, and then I did a little show in Dallas on the 4th of November, and I think it was about maybe 2,000 people showed up, and they really seemed to enjoy it. So that gave me the idea that I could do it. You know, I know the world don't want to see a 50-year-old nigga running around there trying to be a rap star. So that's definitely not.
You ain't just a regular old guy, though.
Right, you a legend, dude. You ain't just no 50-year-old ass nigga, man. You a straight up legend, dude.
Right.
Motherfuckers don't know how time you were when y'all came out, when you came out 89. Motherfuckers don't know the behind the scenes shit that you was doing. You know, the movie didn't do you no justice, man. The movie had you in there, you know, scowling up at Cube and shit, and, you know, with Dre and all them and Suge, man. That movie didn't do you no justice. Motherfuckers don't know that, you know, a lot of niggas don't know that you was with NWA and the Posse and shit. You, Tone Loc, Arabian Prince, before NWA was ever out. A lot of motherfuckers don't know you was ghostwriting and shit. Michelle A. and all that shit. Yeah, you a legend, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Motherfuckers don't know that, man. You know?
No, I did my time, man. No question.
Yeah, you know, so, and then you got three albums, two after your accident and everything, man, you know. And it's a tragedy, man, because, like I said, when your album came up, I think I was still in my teens, man. You know, I'm 44 now. But when your album came out, man, I used to rock the shit out. I was just telling everybody, man, I was like, look, man, this dude's album, man, was one of the first five Mike albums in the Source from the West Coast. You know, motherfuckers don't remember the Source, but...
It's a tragedy.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's a triumph, my nigga, because look here, 25 years later,
we talking about it
today. And so what they didn't know, that doesn't really bother me. But if I really had something to complain about, it was the fact that I put so much into those guys and their movement, and very few of those guys have the wherewithal to return that love the way that I gave it. Now I'm not saying that I fought them, because that's just who they are. That, you know, I love and respect those men for who they are, or who they were, or however the fuck you want to look at it. But I never fought another man for the way things worked out for me. But I say it's a tragedy and a triumph at the same time, because if I can pull off what I'm trying to do, if what I'm trying to do really ends up working well for my favor, then that will say that'll say a whole lot to a lot of people in this world that went through a lot of fucked up shit and don't think that it's possible that you can make it through that shit and still be able to be on top at the end. You know what I mean? Like, G.O.D. mm-hmm. is a cold thing, man, and he'll look out for you if you just stay strong and believe in it. So I'm just trying to I'm trying to make that testimony be my testimony. Like, I don't want my legacy to be left in plaques or record sales or cars and houses. I want my legacy to be left in the hearts of the people that are here after mm-hmm. I'm gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, regardless of what anybody may feel, or regardless of what them niggas did or didn't do, man, you are a legend. You are up there, and I don't give a fuck, you know, how corny motherfuckers think it is. You are up there with Rakim, man. And the reason I say that, man, you and Rakim came out with a delivery and a style that was before its time. The way your ass put shit together on that whole No One Can Do It Better album, man, especially Whirlwind Pyramid, man, the way you put your shit together, man, you were before your time. You were before 89. Because the shit just... That is an album that just flowed all the way through. There was no fucked up rhyme. And this ain't nut-hugging, man. This is real talk lyricism, man. You were before your time, man. You were up there with the guy Rakim, man.
No,
whatever
I'm
anybody
kidding,
got
man.
To
I'm
say, you still a bad motherfucker, man, because regardless of what effect your voice may have on you, man, you still out there doing it. A lot of motherfuckers can't even say they doing it no more, man. A lot of people faded out to obscurity, man.
Regardless of what did
or didn't happen, you are a legend in your own right, man. Now, you know, it is what it is, but you're still out there doing what you're doing, man.
I appreciate it, brother. I really do.
Yeah. You know, that, when he told me he was calling, man, because we've been wanting to get you up here and shit, man, you know, to talk to us and everything. When my man D was like, yeah, we got DOC for you today. I'm like, hell yeah, bring him on. I want to talk to him. The movie, I'm telling y'all, people, this man has done so much. NWA, NWA and the Posse, all that, man. The movie didn't give him no credit. I really wish we had some more time, man, to expound on the shit, man. But, I mean, some of the shit you've done, man, I mean, even, you know, after the accident, you know, when you got on the Chronic and shit, all the shit you did on the Chronic and everything, man, motherfuckers don't know that. You know, you are a truly blessed brother, man, and a legend. Real talk.
Thank you so much. Know? Thank you so much, man. It means the world. It really does. And you're right, the movie, it was a romantic version of those days, because the shit that I went through. I didn't see none of that shit in the movie. You know what I mean? As fucked up as some of those days were, and the fucked up shit that some of them niggas did, wasn't none of that shit in the movie. And Dre and Suge, that was all my doing. I did all of that. You know, I put that,
you put that together.
Yeah, I did that.
You know, a lot of niggas don't know that. You put that shit together because you brought Suge to Dre.
No, I brought... Me and Suge started our own shit, and then we went and got Dre.
Okay.
We went
so y'all
and got
had
Dre
y'all own thing.
Yeah, we had already started our own shit. Then we went and got Dude because Easy, he found out Easy was fucking him too. And so we put him over here with us. And Dude tried to fix this shit with Easy, but Easy didn't want to fix it. Easy was like, nigga, this is what the contract say, and this is what we going to do. And Dre was like, I'm not doing that. So they made this shit a romantic story, and I support them niggas. I don't want to hate it or you know, because I don't want to come off sounding fucked up, you know what I mean? So I support it.
Nah, man, you ain't fucked up. You got a story to tell, man. You ain't fucked up. You need your own individual story.
Shit,
you got your own. I'm certain you got stories to tell, man. From Easy, you know, with Dre and them, to the shit that was going on with Suge. And it's sad to see how bad Suge done fell the fuck off, man. I mean, no disrespect to the nigga, man, but, you know, that was a feared nigga at one time, man. And now it's just like
man,
his grandpa now.
When I went, when me and this dude started hanging out, now this, to be truth be told, that was the nigga that really got me turned out on living in California, acting like a complete mother. I like to tell people I was Tupac before Tupac, because I was acting like a real asshole in them streets, nigga. I was, you know, and like motherfuckers hated to see me and that nigga coming, because it was on the crack and I didn't have no business acting like that, you know what I mean? But something about that nigga make you act like that, you know? And back in them days, the nigga didn't drink, he didn't smoke, he didn't do none of that shit. Now I hear he doing all this extracurricular shit, and he done fell off his whole wagon, you know? But that's my past, brother. I don't even like to dwell on them days because, you know what I mean? Like, that was a dark time for me. Even though them niggas was going up, I was going down. And so, for me, it wasn't the best. It was cool because I was making some great music with some really cool people. But, you know, like the business part of it was all fucked up.
Now, do you even still, I mean, associate with Dre or any of them? I mean, well, of course, Suge is in jail. But, I mean, do you even associate with anybody at all on that side of town?
You know what, man? I helped Dre with this Compton record, and I put the same amount of energy that I've always put into trying to help. I even brought the white kid, Justice, from Dallas. Found him down there in Dallas and took him out there. Said, Dre, I got one for you. In my mind, this is going to be the thing that's going to be able to help you, help me, help you, help me. We're going to help you. Then you can help me. And
right.
even that shit turned out to be all fucked up at the end, you know, because niggas and flies, man, niggas and motherfucking flies, they'll never tell anything. They always on some bullshit.
that's pretty much the saga, man. Record industry is crazy. How does it different for you now today compared to the way it was, you know, when you and Dre and all them was running together, man? How different is it to you now?
You know what? The only difference is my voice is gone, bro. Like, I'm still that guy. I'm still him. I know it, and they know it too. But the only difference is I can't verbalize it, so it makes it hard for me to put my foot in the nigga ass the way I would if everything was all equal. You know what I mean? Like, if I wake up in the morning and God say, you know what, I'm going to give your voice back, here you go, boom. Niggas is going to start shitting their draws. The moment they find that shit out. The moment
yeah,
that
I'm sure you got some lyrics, man.
I got more than that, nigga. It's gonna fit. They would wish I would pull a chopper out on their ass and not pull out a pin on their bitch ass. That's how cold I was.
That's what's up, man.
Nah, I'm just, hit him with pushing, but hey, man, look here. Cube tore that ass up. It would only be right if I did it too.
Yeah.
You know, it's all fair. Everything is all fair in love and war's business. It's not personal, nigga. You cross the line and bam, there you go.
I see how your voice is coming in and out too, man. I see what you're talking about.
In and out. It does what it was. And every day it gets a little stronger. So who knows? Man, you never know.
You know, you never know. But like I said, 50 years old, I'm not really interested in being the 50-year-old nigga that changed the game and all of that kind of shit. It doesn't concern me. I'm down here in Dallas with my
1-year-old son. And
it's his birthday, and
I'm trying to be the best motherfucking father I can for that little dude. Like, none of it is about ego for me. It's all about being able to try to take away any burden I can from that kid's life.
That's what's up, because a lot of niggas ain't trying to be fathers at all.
Yeah, I know.
But that's what's up.
Yeah, man, it took me a long time to get a son.
Yeah, you got one now.
She kissed my ass, nigga. <Yeah. laughs>
So, you ain't doing no tour or anything. They ain't even letting you ghostwrite nothing anymore.
You know what? I like I said, I did that show in Dallas, and people really responded to it well, and the shit ended up going all over the web, and then I started getting calls from the Bay, from Detroit, from Atlanta. I started getting calls from people overseas. So I'm really thinking about
it. Ride that wave.
Yeah.
Ride that wave. You only live once. Ride that wave, man. And you got fans, man. Motherfuckers know who you are. You got fans.
Right. They just waiting on you.
So I'm just putting these songs together, and as soon as I get about 5 or 6 that I feel really good about with this new voice, you know, that's probably exactly what I'm going to do. But you said earlier about the story. Like, for me, it's all about the story, bro. Like,
yeah.
I got to get myself in a position where they can see the value in that story, because it's a hell of a story, bro. Like, when you go from where I came from to what I went through with these guys to helping all of these billions of dollars being made and falling down at the same time, like, it's a hell of a redemption story, but it doesn't work without a happy ending. So I'm trying to make that part happen, but having to do it without help from any of those guys it makes it a little more difficult. But it's far from impossible. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Like I said, man, you are a legend in your own right. You know, without Dre, Snoop, none of them niggas, man. You helped put Ruthless on the map. Priority. You helped. You know, I think your album was the third album to drop from them. You know,
yeah.
They had the Supersonic and all that. You know, JJ Fad was the money making money, but your album really blew up after Easy Shit. It blew up, man. You know?
Oh yeah.
So,
oh yeah.
It is what it is.
Oh
man.
Yeah. No one could do it better, man. New York motherfuckers respect the West.
Yeah. Yeah. Your lyricism, man, was just like I said, before its time, what nobody sounded like you in 89. Nobody.
Yeah,
that's why
man.
I put you
yeah,
up
yeah,
there
man.
With the God, man. When nobody sounded like
you. And that's my guy, you already know that's my guy. So that's like the ultimate compliment, because he's the guy for me.
Yeah. Well, nobody, both of y'all, man, were before your time, man. You know, it's like I said, man, it wasn't no tragedy, man. God do what he do. and put stuff in front of you that you can take, man. So I ain't gonna say it was
there. You
tragedy,
go,
man. But
there you go. There
but,
you go.
You know, like I say, the fact that you still here, that you survived the accident, and you were able to make a mark in history and leave your mark in history, man. That's all that really matters, man. And you still here, you raising your kids, you know. Man, it is what it is, you know.
Well, man,
that's all that matters.
Look at the wife just came out. They say what? Oh,
no, what did they say now?
The wife just came out. They're about to sing happy birthday, so I gotta cut it short.
Oh, man. Okay, well, you know what? You go handle that, man. You handle that, man. I appreciate you coming, and we're going to have you on again, man. Whenever you got some time, man, you are family on Naja Head Radio, man. I appreciate the time that you gave with us, man, and I'm going to let you go on and sing happy birthday to your kid, man.
It's all love, brother. Anytime y'all want me, just hit me up. I'll call back.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right. God bless.
God bless. Peace out. Yo, we just got off the line with the Doc, D-O-C. No one can do it better, man. And that's what's up, man. It's kind of crazy, man, just hearing how, you know, but that's the business, man, how niggas play you and shit, man, in this industry, man. You know, when I say this shit, man, I mean it, man. Motherfucker D-O-C, man, was the ghostwriter for N.W.A., no, all bullshit aside, that man was the ghostwriter. That man was the brains behind some of the best fucking songs. And, you know, it's sad because he ain't the only one, you know, that came out and said that, man, you know, that, you know, after a time, niggas forget about you, man. I mean, it's just fucked up. You know, niggas pursue on and, you know, they leave you behind and shit, you know. And, yeah, I ain't going to say it's a tragedy, man, because the brother lived. So, I mean, but like I said, the movie didn't do him no justice, man. He you know, we didn't really fuck with him about Erykah Badu and, you know, how they together, you know, how they were together for a time. I think he has a daughter with her. And, you know, he had three albums. He had two albums after No One Can Do It Better. He had Helter Skelter and he had Deuce. Helter Skelter came out a little around after the Chronic album. Well, no, it came out before the Chronic album, matter of fact, yeah, you know. And it was just so much shit that was going on with this cat, man. But, I mean, that's the Doc, man. You know, this when I say this cat was before his time, he was before his motherfucking time, man. And it's a lot of MCs that came out, class of 86, class of 88, class of 87, class of 89, Big Daddy Kane, KRS-One, you know, it was a lot of them that came out that had that skill that, I'm sorry, a lot of these motherfuckers ain't got, man. I'm looking at today, you know, Drake is a bad motherfucker in his own right, in his own time, but at the same time, he's not the greatest. He'll never be a GOAT. He might be a GOAT to someone younger than me, but in my eyes, a cat, like he said, he's 50 years old, man. He ain't looking to come out and do an album and be out there and shit and everything. But I tell you, if he hadn't lost his voice after No One Can Do It Better came out, that would have been a badass second LP, man. I don't even think N.W.A. would have broke up, man, the way they did, man, if he came out with second LP, man. Real talk, you know. But yeah, I'm sure my man got some stories and shit. I ain't even gonna lie about that. I'm sure his brother got some stories and shit. But anyway, we gonna pull off of that, man. Like I said before, earlier we played "Funky" by D.O.C. We played "The Formula." I hit y'all with some new shit out of L.A. I was trying to do my L.A. thing. Ty Dolla Sign L.A. That is the new Drake. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, if y'all ain't do nothing in life, man, go get that motherfucker album, man. Ty Dolla Sign, just like it sounds. Ty Dolla Sign. Pick that shit up. The whole album is dope. They got a joint on there. I ain't even an E-40 fan like that. But he got some songs on there, you know. So if y'all into some Drake shit, but from the West Coast, And mm-hmm. I hate to classify them like that, but the shit is dope. I like sat there and listened to the shit at work. It was dope. Ty Dolla Sign LA. And then, of course, I hit you with the new champion, Kendrick Lamar, These Walls. That shit was dope. I'm slowly but surely becoming a Kendrick Lamar fan, man. I ain't even gonna fuck. Like, you know, I've always liked his shit, and I got some other shit I'm gonna play for y'all, but it probably ain't gonna be the next week, man. But I got some fire for y'all niggas, man. I'm gonna let it ride for a little bit. I'm gonna play some music, and then we probably gonna sign out after this, because a nigga tired. I got shit to do tomorrow. I'm sure Red got shit to do. But I'm gonna hit y'all with a whole bunch of shit. I'm going to hit you with this Joe Budden's Slaughter Mouse. It's supposed to be... Motherfuckers kept saying this shit was a diss. I don't think it's a diss. I just think it's Joe Budden's being fucking Joe Budden's, man. But this is his open letter to Eminem. He on some sentimental shit. I got some Joe Budden's for you. Nigga to watch, Nick Grant. Remember the name, Nick Grant. He's another motherfucker in the vein of J. Cole. Up and coming MC. I'm talking bars, nigga. I ain't talking, you know, it tag tag it at tag it at tag it at. We ain't talking no trap shit. I'm talking about bars. I'm talking about shit that make you be like, damn, that nigga said that shit. Yeah, that nigga said this shit. So we'll be back. We just had DOC on the boards, man. He's saying happy birthday to a kid. I appreciate the brother coming in. Y'all peep his voice though, man. The way it was. Changing up like that, man. That's that nigga's voice. That shit. That is what it is. You know, but he's still doing his thing, man. But anyway, I'm gonna stop running my mouth. We'll be back. Nod your head.
Nod your head.
You're not listening to A-Rod Music. Yeah. Look, it was around 9-9, baby coming while I was at rock bottom. Ironic shit, I was listening to rock bottom. Pockets, rabbit ears, no paper, a lot of cotton. Had some charges stemming from me and my squad robbing. Had to leave the hood, shit staying, not an option. I bumped your shit forever, felt we had a lot in common. A rapper expressing wisdom, spoken, depressive stance. All that introspectiveness, I couldn't measure what it did. Listen, I'm writing to you now cause we don't get to talk much. Except for in the stew when we be passing through the halls and such. I wonder if you catch me stare at you in awe much. And we be busy working so I never share my thoughts much. Remember signing, four niggas with a ass. Attitude, but maybe we ain't get your star power and its magnitude. All I thought is it was about to be on. Would have never guessed that I was about to be wrong. We encountered some things maybe we should have figured out all along. Who the fuck was I to be too vocal in my doubt for some songs? Even I can be that dumb to step over the threshold and be the guy who says no to so many records sold. Whole career I never bit my tongue, I let it go. Too many times being a rebel ain't ending what's best for Joe. That second album came and added truth to the slander. But we learned what's good for the goose ain't good for the gander. Guess I'm asking for advice right now. Experience and leadership that helps suffice right now. I guess I'm asking how would you do it? Before I do something too stupid. Before my group lose it just to get our views lucid. Every other day these niggas want new exclusive. Should I be in the mix more? Maybe I'm too secluded. Do you think you'd be as famous now if you had to put out my name is now? The way the game is now, off lyrics, shit is shameless now. Just tell me how you maneuver if you came in now. It's just thoughts. Everything is crisscross. Gotta be cool with Complex and Pitchfork if I wanna get my shit off. These simple-minded niggas won't think you fuck with us if they don't see you popping bottles in the club with us. It's about fashion now, which I hate because I dress like shit. I'm just the best when I spit, but there's been times I feel like the odd man out, like I should leave. They'd be better with the odd man out. Like when I wasn't on that intro, I felt a little weird, but that was for the team, so I didn't really care for real. For the team, how I happen to be. When bad meant evil, nigga, who was happier than me? Think back, the way that I was on that shit. You'd have thought it was my album and I was on that shit. Like fuck rap. Happy to see a friendship get mended, cemented, and any frivolous tension get ended. Joel, you my G.
Weapon waste, you my OG cuz. Nickel, you know I look at you like it's blood. Here's the flowers before the center's covered with mud. We can disband right now and it's gonna always be love. For a brief period, I tried to rhyme like y'all. I was high, maybe trying to prove that I'm like y'all, but I'm not. I suck at all that syllable shit. I'd rather make the pen bleed to see the feeling you get. I'm being honest, we might never sell a million and shit. To me, it's more value in keeping it real with my name. And the M, one of the illest ever on the mic. We're less different than we all like. This ain't about star power, I ain't on the hype. Never mind skin color, I see beyond the white. My whole life I fought trauma like you. Had ups and downs with my baby mama like you. I had my fair share of transgressions like you. Had a bad temper once and fought aggression like you. Did drugs, pop pills for depression like you. These are things you never pick up from our sessions in the stew I beef with. Whole 50 gaming woo. Got in my own way a lot, I'm sure the same as you. The whole label think I'm crazy, I've been peeped it. I'm only mad I couldn't keep a better secret. Still when I hear your voice my head goes wrong. Takes me back to that little boy with my headphones on. And the way you saved my life back then is how I'm saving them. Plaques and charted tracks won't take me away from them. So I hope you understand. Fuck this record deal, you inspire me as a man. I'll cut it short before I start feeling like a stand. House gang for life, word to the pig on Roy Tan. Success will never disable me. No record label will ever label me. My morals ain't for sale, can't under the table me. I ride it out even when anything ain't savory. My brothers love me, they won't enable me. And they won't kill me, they won't can't enable me.
Lobby, bump California love on the west side. Thank God for the weed women in the sunshine. Dumb high, I'm sunset. Blowing Christian from the one time you get a contact. Catch your ass at the red light. Wanna run that up sideways in a Hellcat. On some red flat. By the way, I never seen a better view, not in Malibu. Bunch of bad bitches naked in the swimming pool. Hit a wave, crash a player's phase in the living room. Crack, sound like a doggy style. Corrupt, got a nigga with a gas at. Like I never had shit. From bank kid to a Hollywood address. Same nigga though. 101, get your head kicked. Respect you more than a tad bit. Air hood, air set down. Front time for the red coat. LA to Bay to Sacramento. I just had to act in California.
I'm a Reader's in the Cisco. I hop my ass on the 101 ahead of North. And when
rent a rental, tell her run it back. Fly another bitch in with 200 more. Welcome to California, stay to go.
What am I? A real nigga. This coupe I'm in costs a quarter mil, nigga. Niggas hating. I feel niggas. AK-47 lock and loaded, bout to kill niggas. Huh? Now what you say? I'm bout to kill niggas. Huh? Now what you say? I'm bout to kill niggas. AK-47 lock and loaded, bout to kill niggas. Yeah, real niggas love me. Bitches, they ain't never stopped hating niggas, fuck them. They could eat a bunch of cock. I'ma move this white shit. All you did was punch the clock. Nobody arrested. All they did was rush the block. Do it for my realies, cause they the ones that feel me. The God called for me, or one of these niggas kill me. As far as the rap game go, I'm the Achilles. Last man standing, quick flipping, fast ramming. My back against the wall, what I do? Blast cannon, premeditated. I already planned it. I let you see the barrel. Burn it to your eye. It's assault if he lives, but it's murder if he dies. Fuck him. What am I? A real nigga. This coupe I'm in costs a quarter mil, nigga. Niggas hating. I feel niggas. AK-47 lock and loaded, bout to kill niggas. Huh? Now what you say? I'm bout to kill niggas. Huh? Now what you say? I'm bout to kill niggas. Huh? Now what
yeah.
you say? I'm bout to kill niggas. AK-47 lock and loaded, bout to kill niggas.
Don't start no shit, won't be no shit. She a cancer, I hit her with that chemo dick. I'm married to the mob, my tuxedo fit. Now can you treat a blood like a mosquito, bitch? I'm the exterminator, they call me Terminator. I caught this motherfucker back in Ernest Washington, nigga. I'm still a Martian, nigga. Approach with caution, nigga. I'm about to kill him, baby. No abortion, nigga. Toss a nigga in the river wearing seaman shoes. Smoking quarters and pounds, I'm on my P's and Q's. And my red bone tastes like strawberry shortcake. I'm still trying to find a pain pill for heartbreak. I'm in this bitch, Kush in this swish. I'm with my niggas, y'all witness this, yeah. RIP to them fake niggas, VIP for my skate niggas. Don't
what am I?
A little nigga, still do it bigger than Shaquille, nigga.
Niggas hating, I feel niggas. AK-47 lock and loaded, about to kill niggas. Huh? Now what you say? I'm about to kill niggas. Huh?
Yeah.
Now what you say?
I'm about to kill niggas.
Huh? Now what you say?
I'm about to kill niggas.
AK-47 lock and loaded, about to kill niggas.
About to kill niggas. About to kill niggas.
AK-47 lock and loaded,
about to kill niggas.
I'm a god, I'm a real lord. Who you think the billboard's built for? I live a life that niggas kill for. I can barely pay my bills, but my record's still on billboard. Huh. The greatest story never showed. like the 100 point that Will scored. And spot dates is not a real tour. Being rich is like a waitress in the club, boy, you're still poor. I ain't your average thug on the curb selling doves of the herb. Plenty fist fights left with blood on my shirt. My partner baby mama was my ex-girlfriend, but I was in love with her first. Me beefing over cattle, fuck what you heard. Y'all spill champagne, I spill my guts on the verse. My presence is a criminal gift. The only bitch I ever chased is Queen Elizabeth. Whoever knew that prison was a business trip? They can ship a man to the pen all because of penmanship. I had a bunch of old schools, nigga, different whips. Rolling in something from the 60s with a kitchen crew. He said, even though we ain't blood, I love you like a brother. But that bitch in the skirt can get you killed. I never came in this game for the fame. Fame. But we in for meals, children milk, nigga.
Do you know what I mean? When your bloodline came from the king, my regime, too late.
So it only right that you
give me the crown. Give me the crown.
I'm in the building, somebody alert the landlord. Never fall, niggas know what I stand for. Man, y'all, chances limit in Luther Vandross. Stan Ross, take a swing and she take her pants off. I'm from where niggas will sell that shit to their grandpa. Where bitches will do the jack and that's a hand job. Pull a strap, leave them shaking like dance hard. Do the most, I'm in the ghost, balling like Anton. Whole other shit, I'm with your BM. Trying to get me the boom daddy, Chris Lover shit. All a nigga got is his word, let's keep the covenant. Fuck the other side like I woke up with my other bitch. My competition got me less worried. Don't make them boys pull up quicker than Steph Curry. And they gon' do it to your dog like it's veterinary. Killing them in my prime and feel like a lot to carry. Never compare real niggas to Urkel. They switch up like when the real going commercial. Fuck love, these quote unquote real bitches will hurt you. I just tell them having my space is universal. Got the juice, Bishop, I'm Tupac. And even when I can't move, I'm stuck with a few options. That old money, ball like Lou Gossett. You know them boys out in the sticks like boondocking. If Biggie was around, you would barely exist. Me and my niggas pass the bitches like a magic assist. Only the family matters like Harriet Winslow. AK singing like it's Mary the Swiss. It's me and Prince, nothing's greater than loyalty. All these hotlines can make a bitch order me. Said she heard about the flow and want more of me. Unlike the label, she never fucked me for royalty. King, king, king.
Do you know what I mean? When your bloodline came from the king, my regime, too late.
So it's only right that you
give me the crown.
That's the sound of the gunner beating down the lane. That's the sound of the gunner beating down the lane. That's the sound of the gunner beating down the lane.
Let's take it to the streets now. Donnie, woo! You hear my Ruger, it go 40 cal hollows going through you like riding in my whip, I got the safety on my police girl had to chase me like hit the club, spin a couple racks. Take them home, fuck a couple racks. That's game, 20,000 on the ground. Anybody make a move, I swear to God it's going. Ow, we smoking loud like I'm trying to see what's popping, yo. 50,000 on my Roly, ho. Bro, gold on the automobile. Make it back, I do another show. Nigga, what you know about the locks? G-block on every block. Hold it up and let them hammers go. Play around, I swear to God it's
gun is my life on my sacred weapon. With my gun is my life on my sacred weapon. With my gun is my life on my sacred weapon. With my gun is my life on my sacred weapon. With my gun is my life on my sacred weapon. With my gun is my life on my sacred weapon. With my gun is my life on my sacred weapon. With
King Push, me, Katia, and Nadia, my 9mm mafia. You ain't know a nigga speak Russian. I'm bilingual when these hoes bustin'. My nigga 40 with a tooth habit. No nose bone from his tooth habit. Whole hood call a mood ring. Coke habit turn him savage on a mood swing. Benz truck with the poltergeist. Shit talk itself my less sober nights. With TVs for my God cheering. Watching Devil's Advocate, now they God fearing. It's King Push with the chic loot. That's cocaine royalty with deep roots. It's King Push with the chic loot. Cocaine royalty with deep roots.
Gun is my life on my sacred apartment. My gun is my life on my sacred apartment. My gun is my life on my sacred apartment. My gun is my life on my sacred apartment. My gun is my life on my sacred apartment. My gun is my life on my sacred apartment. My gun is my life on my sacred apartment.
D-Block. Yeah. I couldn't let y'all go without hearing that Chic Looch. Couldn't let y'all go without hearing that Jadakiss. Couldn't let y'all go without hearing that Colonel Loud, California. Couldn't let y'all go without hearing some more Jadakiss Kill with motherfucking Lil Wayne retarded ass. Couldn't let y'all go without hearing that Nick Grant royalty. And most definitely couldn't let y'all go without hearing Joe Budden's whining to Eminem on Slaughtermouse. I don't know what the fuck that was about with Joe, but he ain't been right since fucking Raekwon stole on his ass. So I don't know what the fuck going on with that. Man, all these albums out. Jadakiss' album is out. I forget the name of the motherfucker. Top Five or whatever. Whatchamacallit, Chic Looch album is out. Silver Gorilla Backs, I'm thinking my uncle and shit. Silverback Gorillas 2 is out. Ty Dolla $ign is out. Kendrick Lamar is out. DOC, you can find that anywhere. The first album, all of his albums, I'm sure on Google, Amazon, you know. You can find all that shit, man. I got some more shit for y'all, but I ain't playing it tonight. Y'all motherfuckers hear that shit next week. Keep y'all ass thirsty for that shit. I got some new fucking Prime, Royce da 5'9", and Primo. I got some more Chic. I got some more Styles. I got some more Jadakiss. Y'all know them niggas coming out with an album in the summer, so be looking out for the Lox album to come out. I got your old Droog, but y'all ain't going to hear that shit the next week because I'm tired of the motherfucker. I got shit to do. I don't know about Red, but I know I got some shit to do. Also, man, I wanted to talk about the Game Stupid Ass and Stitches, but fuck them niggas. Them two stupid ass niggas. Yeah. Both of them niggas are stupid, man. Game ass stupid, Stitch stupid and shit. Anyway, a motherfucker whose name is ass Stitches might as well call himself Stripes as an extra off of Gremlins and shit. And what's funny is this is a white boy that seriously has gotten a pass. I just put it to you like this. Stitches got his ass beat by Game earlier this week, and motherfucker went to jail, got out of jail, and the motherfucker's crew beat his ass over some stupid shit. Y'all motherfuckers out here entertaining and out here being stupid. Game got his manager to sucker punch Stitches and shit on the low, even though this dumb motherfucker walked up to him by himself and shit and got sucker punched and then went to jail. He only did it because the motherfucking police was there. If the police wasn't there, he would not have walked up on them niggas like that. That's real talk. Y'all can see that shit on the internet. And then he got jumped by his own people after he got out of jail. They beat his ass. And he had a pumpkin head, but he wouldn't show it and shit. He showed it a little bit later with his little dog and shit. That's on TMZ too. You can find that shit online. But anyway, I hope y'all enjoyed the show. We'll be back here next week. Wednesday, every Wednesday, Naja Head Wednesday. I don't know who the fuck D got on tomorrow. y'all missed it though, man. The week before, man, we was on there with old girl from Bernie Mac show. I can't remember her fucking name, man. She bad as a motherfucker, boy. She crazy as hell, and she funny as hell, and she cool as hell. But yeah, if y'all want to listen to that, listen to the show. It was what it was, man. So I'm gonna get up out of here. We will see y'all next Wednesday. And I'm going to hit y'all with one more Chic Luke as we going out. And we will see y'all next Wednesday. So, nod your head. Peace out. Love y'all. Out. Oh.
You ain't no hood nigga. 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 You understood nigga. You ain't no hood nigga. Barbecue chips and a butter roller. Good nigga. Let me see you roll one. Where you get that Dutch from? When you had your last fight, where you buy that shop right? Cause you ain't coming this store, nigga, with your glass jaw. Why you think you hardcore? You don't want this four paw pointed at your mug. Cause I'm wetted off a drug. And that Molly got me bugged. And your chain is licking love. Huh? You ain't no hood, nigga. What's good, nigga? Chicken wings and fried rice is good, nigga. I ain't turn bougie. I be in the hood, drinking liquor in my Gucci. Real nigga salute me. Huh? You ain't no hood, nigga. You ain't no hood, nigga. You ain't no hood. Nigga, you ain't no hood 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 nigga.
Bubblegum rapper fronts, manhunt, that's my car. The gold fronts and a manhunt from clapping that bar. Who ain't no hood nigga? You don't believe that? It's at the bottom of this brown. Now where that weed at? I bring the fiends back with that hard white. Lamping on a crate on the block, but the rocks and a magnet on a gate. Never catch me slipping. I'm in slippers, but whatever. The Berettas in the store. I go to war in John Cletas. I'm a hood nigga. You gave him housework. Yeah, you ain't never come outside, and when you did, you took the outskirts. You let me ride your bike. I had it the whole night, and your mom's forced you to fight.
You ain't a hood.